Well, the advocate is basically what I do is I go throughout the community and I find out what is, you know, listen to the ear of the people, the grassroots people, the people who we feel that are suffering the most, who need jobs and housing and stuff like that. So what I do is I go out and I talk to them and I try to help them. I do help them ascertain jobs and help them look for affordable housing.
It seems like there's an awful lot of programs in Roanoke that are, you know, set up to train people, Goodwill Industries, other nonprofits. Why are some people still having trouble, do you think, connecting with at least opportunities for work?
Well, these other nonprofit organizations that you speak of, a lot of them, they have programs that an individual must go through first in order to try to ascertain a job. Nobody can promise individual job. However, I feel that if you're dealing with a person one-on-one and going out there into the street and actually helping them physically find a job, that's different from these other nonprofit organizations. These other nonprofit organizations, what they want you to do is come through them doors. So when you come through the doors, they get credit just for you coming through the doors. As far as with us, with New Focus, the advocate, I'm going out and getting them.
How do you know where to find people? Is it just from your experience in doing this in the past?
Yes, experience in doing it in the past. And when I see these young men and women walking around the street 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I know that these are work hours, I want to know what's going on. Why are you not at work? Why are you not in college somewhere? What's going on? So sometimes I just stop them and ask them, hey, are you working? And some of them would say no, and I ask them why not. They say, I can't find a job. So I try to find out what's going on with them and give them some sense of hope, and I help them find a job.
I'm talking to Sean Hunter, the advocate. There was a big conference at Virginia Western a couple of days ago on workforce development, which is sort of a buzzword. And one of the things they're talking about is, you know, for people that want a decent-paying job and they're out of high school, they don't necessarily want to go to four-year college right away, is finding some money to help these folks pay for tuition for a three-month or a six-month certification program. Do you think that would help if number one, they knew about some of these certification programs, you know, to become a welder or an electrician or whatever, but if there were more money to help, you know, lower-income people pay for some of these programs, do you think that would help kickstart?
Of course. I mean, we need all the help that we can get. However, I still express that a person that's going out there that's doing this type of work, you have to be sincere. You have to be passionate. It's not about a paycheck. It's about helping the people. And we got a lot of people that are in positions that carry titles, but I feel that they're not caring what that title holds. So therefore, the people are looking for somebody that's going to get out there and grind and help them. But I encourage each and every individual in Roanoke. There's a cry in this community, and the cry is coming from there not being jobs, there's not being affordable housing, and we have a duty to help these individuals. As you all know, you know, I did work for a nonprofit, and when I did work for a nonprofit for 17 months, I myself connected over 400 individuals that's convicted felons with jobs. That's unheard of. I mean, it's never been done before in the history of Roanoke. So therefore, I felt that it's necessary for me to branch out and put myself out there in the streets and help Roanoke make it safer, make it more economically sound, and we can make this thing happen.
So what you're doing now is not only focus on ex-offenders finding jobs, you sort of branched out from that.
I help everybody. Let me make one thing clear too. We don't use that term no more, ex-offenders. We call them returning citizens.
Okay.
Because that word, ex-offender, it just sounds so low and cheap. So we call them from now on return citizens. So yes, I do, help those who are returned citizens and those who don't have background. So we trying to help the whole spectrum of people that's out there that's unemployed. I'm trying to help everybody get a job.
Talking to Sean Hunter, the advocate at New Focus Media. You were one of the advocates, Sean, of Roanoke City banning the box, the question about criminal history on their employment forms. And now the state has done it. Governor Terry McAuliffe has signed an executive order. Is that a step in the right direction? Do you hope maybe even to see private companies follow suit down the road?
I really do. And I would like to make the record clear also that I was not just one of the advocates behind Ban the Box. I was the definite article, the advocate, made it happen, went to city council, and we made it happen. I work with these particular people every day. I know what their needs are, and I know how to go out there and make it happen. Me, myself, I was in trouble before, so I can empathize with them more than anybody else, I feel. That's why they gravitate towards me more than anybody else, because I've been in their shoes. I've used them drugs. I've been incarcerated. I've done some of the things that, you know, a whole lot of people have not done, but I can feel and they can feel me, so therefore I feel that, you know, I stepped up out of that type of lifestyle, and now I'm out here to help them. But yes, I commend Governor McAuliffe for what he did, but at the same time, as I spoke to myself, Attorney General Mark Herring, I was telling him a few months ago about, you know, everybody say that they are about second chances. However, we need doors and windows open for those second chances. You know, they speak about, you know, it's good that, you know, they believe in second chances, but we need a door and a window of opportunity open for everyone to get out there and get a job and take care of themselves.
All right. We're talking to Sean Hunter, the advocate. One of the other things I see you're doing now is you're also trying to work to refurbish abandoned homes for people to live in. And how are you doing that? Are you doing that with another agency, or what's that all about?
Well, basically, this is also coming through New Focus Media, and we are trying to extend out to other agencies. And hopefully that, you know, all these abandoned buildings that's around here in Roanoke, whether it's downtown or uptown, we see that they're doing a lot of refurbishing downtown, how we feel that uptown is somewhat being neglected. So therefore, we feel that we need to get together as a community and start refurbishing these abandoned buildings. Why let them sit there dormant, and then you got people breaking in them to find somewhere to sleep and catching themselves on fire, trying to keep warm and whatnot? We need to do something with these buildings, get these people off the street, help them get to work. And I'm not just about to talk, I'm about making it happen.
Now, someone's going to have to buy those abandoned buildings, correct?
Exactly. Someone is going to have to buy them. Hopefully, they'll be up for auction, or we can get some investors, some contractors and whatnot, to buy them for a little bit of nothing. And we're going to get some of the returned citizens to help rebuild them. And then it's not – no living is going to be for free. It's going to be for those ones who are out here getting jobs. They may not have the best paying job, but we're going to make it affordable based on their income.
Okay. And one other question about some of the things you're doing now as the advocate. Are you getting involved at all with – are you talking to anybody in the city government about helping out, or is this something strictly as something that New Focus and you are doing aside from, you know, talking to city council or whoever?
Well, I have not begun to talk to the people in the city yet. First, I believe that the city needs to see what I'm doing so that I can bring them a data sheet and show that, hey, we're producing jobs, we're producing so-and-so. So hopefully they will come on board and invest in what we're doing. And as I said, that, you know, I hope that the city will come on board and look at what we are doing, because we are out here really touching every spectrum of the city. We don't care if you're black, white, Latino. It's not a color on this. A job is a need. A job is not a privilege. A job is a need for every individual. And we know that this human need is shelter, clothes, and food. And the only way that anybody can ascertain that is you have to have a job.
Let me ask you one other question. This is a viewpoint that a lot of people don't subscribe to, many do. All the unrest that you see going on, Sean, around the country, where it's police against people that live in the cities or whatever, how much of it seems like a powder keg goes off and things just explode. Can you trace some of that back to the fact that a lot of people just don't have jobs, or that don't have jobs that are making them enough money to relieve some of that pressure? Is any of that involved?
Of course. And I mean, as you know, when a person does not have a job, they run the street. And, you know, they say the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So therefore, if they're not producing some type of income, they're going to be out there, and the police see them out there, and they see the police. So sometimes it triggers something that's going to be negative. But at the same time, we feel that, you know, here in Roanoke, we have a great police chief, and we have a good communication with the police department. So we're trying to prevent all of these things from happening. The police cannot stop it. You know, it takes real community leaders to get out there and educate the people and say, hey, this is what we need to do. If you want to work, we're going to put you to work, get you off the street, bring in an income so you can take care of your child, you know, take care of your fines and whatever it is that you have going on. But that job is, we feel, is the panacea to reducing a whole lot of strife, violence, crime, everything.
All right. We're talking with Sean Hunter, the advocate at New Focus Media. And before I let you go, talk about this rally that's happening on the 24th. And you've already been talking to the police department about maybe getting involved?
Oh, yes. They are. The police department, they are already on board. We got the sheriff department on board already. But we are conducting a rally July the 24th. It's a street rally, and it's going to be on Melrose Avenue from 11 o'clock until 8. And this rally is going to be based on revitalizing our community, putting Roanoke back to work. So we are encouraging the general public to come out. It's going to be a big job fair. We're going to have speakers, and we're going to connect people with jobs on that day. That's what it's all about, connecting them with jobs, rebuilding, revitalizing our community. We need businesses to come back up. We need those ones that's going to be entrepreneurs. And as I said, I go out and I talk to the drug dealers and I let them know. And I think that some of them are the best business people that you ever want to meet. So they have entrepreneurship skills, because even though what we need to do, we need to change the product that they're selling, but they are great entrepreneurs and salesmen. So therefore, we need to get out there and show them and say, hey, if you can sell this product, this dope, you can sell something. You can sell suits. You can sell jewelry. You can do all of this. You are an entrepreneur, but we need to stop them from selling this dope in our communities. Not bash them down, but show them another avenue, give them another product to sell.
And this rally, revitalizing our community, putting Roanoke back to work, will target younger people, 18 to 35, correct?
Exactly. 18 to 35, that's who we are targeting. Those are the youth of today. We know that we're living in a society that is constantly evolving, and we have those who are complacent in their ways and they have lost touch. That's why it's so much things going on out there today, because we have not connected with this generation.
All right, Sean Hunter, the advocate at New Focus Media. Sean, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, sir.